Introduction. As a mother, I find it painful to watch my children struggle. As a physician, this pain is compounded by the fact that I couldn't fix my son, Eric, who struggled daily with demons that tormented him mercilessly. Along with learning difficulties and Tourette's syndrome, he also suffered from severe bipolar disorder, a vicious monster that carried him into the darkest, deepest caves from which he eventually never surfaced. Bipolar disorder can be a terminal disease, and in Eric's case, it was. One beautiful autumn day, I found him dead, sitting in his chair after putting a .45-caliber hollow-point bullet through his brain. At that point, my life changed from the before to the after. I plunged not only into grief and despair, but also into a vacuum devoid of any belief system that would answer what would become the most important question of my life. Where is my son? As a physician with a strong science background who was raised by two atheists, I found it difficult to know where to start my search. I didn't even know whether there was anything to search for. So I did what I do best. I turned to science. I devoured hundreds of books and accounts by quantum and theoretical physicists and near-death experiencers. I reviewed controlled, double-blind experiments conducted on spiritual translators, and I explored scientific studies on the survival of consciousness after death. Even before Eric died, I always wondered, is there more to life than what is contained in the limited, three-dimensional reality we perceive with our five senses? If we limit our beliefs to those ingrained in us by the material sciences and by most organized religions, we are left with so many unexplained phenomena. Why are some spiritual translators uncannily accurate? Why do some children recount such compelling past life stories? Why are some near-death experiences so hard to dismiss as delusional? Because of my strong science background, I always felt at odds with spiritual matters, but I was also familiar with the principle of Occam's razor. The most plausible answer is that which explains the most and assumes the least. For me, to believe in the survival of consciousness after death honored this concept. Maybe the world wasn't flat after all. Why are people like me so skeptical about the spiritual and the paranormal? We are skeptical because we label something as real only when we can observe it directly with our senses, or with a measuring device that delivers the information to our senses. Thomas Campbell, experimental nuclear physicist and author of My Big Toe, Theory of Everything, explains that we are like our intestinal bacteria. For all we know, the bread that comes down to us is manna from heaven. We know nothing of the sowing of the seeds, the irrigation, the crop rotation, the fertilization and pest control, the harvesting, the production of bread and its transportation to market. But it still affects us, the bacteria. That said, there is so much out there that exists and affects us all, even though we cannot perceive it with our senses. Other dimensions, including the one my son is in, may be one such thing. But a big ship changes its course very slowly, and as the philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer is often said to have observed,